Hey, soda pals. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm David.
And these are some of the sodas we like. Brian did not bring the soda into this basement.
Thank
so it's not going to be a bullshit
God.
Fruity flavor. however, these have been in my fridge for like 4 months. Because we just keep sidestepping them for some reason. Today we've got... I've been talking for the most part, Brian. What we got?
We've got Boylan brand ginger ale. Boylan Bottleworks brand ginger ale.
I think it's just Boylan.
Well, they've got Bottleworks on the bottom, and it's a big circle, so fuck you.
Actually, I think it's Boylan Vintage Soda Pop, because that's what it says on the glass.
That's also true.
It says Boylan Bottle & Co. 1891 on the cap, though. This is a puzzle. I didn't think this was going to happen.
It says,
it's bottled under the authority of the Boylan Bottling Company.
Okay.
But maybe that's a different Boylan.
Maybe.
Also, I love to say bottled under the authority of rather than bottled by. Because
yeah.
To me, that just says, we outsource this.
This also is from New Jersey.
It's actually a Chinese man named Boylan Lee who bottles it.
He also boils the soda. So.
And it's apparently kosher.
Sweet.
Which
That's great.
I'm actually not sure what kosher dietary habits soda would fall under.
I really don't either.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, there's no meat or dairy in it, so don't have to worry about those guys.
Damn it. I picked the wrong soda then.
Yeah.
All right, then. Ginger ale.
This
the
is
bottle
also...
the bottle looks really nice.
Yeah, this,
yeah.
Is, a, this is a classy
this is
shit bottle.
Easily one of the nicest bottles that I've looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the kind of bottle that you see people actually, like, save.
Yeah.
And make like, fancy windows and shit out.
Yeah, you know, if you're a really weird old man
yeah.
or something.
Mm-hmm. No, I could...
Or...
Well, this has been around since 1891, so this shit has happened.
I was going to say intent on becoming a weird old man.
Oh, right.
Which...
Sure. Bill?
That,
yeah.
That, I mean, yeah, you don't start collecting this shit when you're old.
One day, I am going to... look like Dr. Wily, and I'm going to be friends with a lot of cats.
Perfect. Well, this is the bottle for you.
Yeah, this is the bottle for me. I'm gonna stick with this.
Take note, internet.
Also, this is a green bottle, but I'm pretty sure this is one of the few white sodas we've actually done, which is part of the reason why I bought it. Because we haven't done much white soda, and I know we haven't done any.
Oh, is this
hear
a
that?
Twist-off?
Yeah, this
yeah.
is twist off.
Do you, that's,
no, it's
that's,
not a twist off. What the fuck?
That
dude?
Was an extremely aesthetically.
Yeah, no.
That was an aesthetically pleasing pop.
Yeah, that was freaking cool.
I was
like that. So you can do it right up next to it. Right there. Right there. Get right in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes. That was lovely.
Okay.
It smells amazing, too.
What does that smell? Kind of limey.
Yeah.
And not like those fucking British sailors.
No, my bottle actually smells like a British sailor's, and I'm pretty excited
just,
about it.
Just for the purposes of explaining what's happening to the internet, I'm being extremely quiet in bitter rage over that joke. Okay? Silence beginning now.
No, this is... You may have noticed that this is a running theme with any episode that Dave has guessed up.
The hint is if it's extremely silent from my side of the room.
Just assume that if Dave's not talking, he's pissed, probably at me.
Oh no, this is Best Buy December 2012, so this is good through the end of the world.
Perfect.
Yeah,
all right,
fantastic.
Well,
there you go.
Okay. That's nice.
Well, I'll say compared to the cherry we had last time, this
yeah,
is like... Oh, God, yes.
Thank you. As far as ginger ales go, I don't have much of that type of soda, like, often. Like,
yeah.
Once every couple of years, usually. But
this doesn't
really good.
Yeah, this is really good. It doesn't really taste
a
lot like It doesn't taste like some other ginger ale that I've had. Like, I'm thinking of the major brands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of their names right now.
Well, there'd be like Schweppes.
Yeah, I was going to say the only one I can think of is Schweppes.
And there's another one.
There's one that starts with like an O and an apostrophe.
O'Malley's. Calling it here. It's O'Malley's now.
Sure, I might actually do it. But the other thing, too, is this may be a premium. This is like $3 for a 4-pack. But ginger ale seems like the kind of soda where either you're drinking a lot of it and mixing it with stuff, or it's just something that you have once in a while. And if you're in that category, you may as well grab this because
mm-hmm.
it's good.
Well, this is really refreshing, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's not too sweet. It's got It's just got a really clean flavor. Like I could throw a few of these back.
Yeah,
to make my insides feel right.
This would be.
I didn't even know they were wrong.
this is like graduation party in the cooler next to a hamburger or no fuck cheeseburger.
We've had a few of those those sodas. The Wild White Grape.
I remember that guy.
There. Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
What we're really trying to say here is it's got class.
I'm really phoned up there.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
I'm going to try to do that again. Nope, didn't happen that.
It'll never do it again now.
I'm really upset. Knocking this down 5 points. Fuck you, soda that only does something awesome once. It's also worth noting, and this is the case like half the time with these sodas that we do, but this is all natural with pure cane sugar.
Yeah.
Which, got handed to that. That might be a part of the Christmas that we're getting.
It is true. None of that high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it could make a difference.
Reminds me.
Oh, Brian's going for the ingredients.
Duh.
Wow.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them.
No, there's not.
And they're all pretty straightforward.
Lemon, lime.
Water, sugar, ginger, lemon, lime. Natural flavors.
Citric acid. And caramel color?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it might look a little bit yellow in there.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, a ginger ale should have
a little bit yellow.
Yeah, I suppose so,
yeah.
It's still a white soda, though. Yeah.
Not going to be a hard one to finish the bottle of, though.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Although now it is kind of making me peckish. Not quite hungry, but peckish.
I can eat. Nope, not anymore.
I mean, that's how we should finish this one. Is just drink the whole thing down.
Yeah, just chug
then...
it
and burp out your score.
I would like to go on record. That one's not me.
Now, astute soda pals at home may notice we're presenting this to you in stereo.
In stereo.
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 We're going to.
That was probably really pleasant. Well,
we should call it high definition 3-dimensional audio.
Isn't it just 2-dimensional though? Because they can't tell if we're above or below the mics.
We can if we say it.
above.
At level. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Dave has many things in his basement, and whatever that orange tool is.
Looks like a multi-tool.
Oh, great, so he can be creative with our murders.
It's a rotary tool. A diamond bit.
I'm trying to come up with an analogy so we can write this.
That was a wet one. Much better.
I feel like there's a big family get-together at my aunt and uncle's place that slightly honors me, but I can leave whenever I want. So I can have a good time and be done when I want to be done. So That's a pretty nice day. I gave it a 89.
I'm actually going to stand by the grad party with a cheeseburger next to it. Pretty happy about it.
That's similar to what I said.
Yeah. It was what I was feeling.
Never had ginger ale.
This is exactly the way I would imagine it would taste if an angel peed in your mouth.
It's a little awkward. But it's classy. And slightly yellow.
Boiling Brand ginger ale. It's an angelic golden shower.
See, they should be paying us.
That's classy. I like where you're going with that. That's just high class.
Gentlemen, number so we can wrap this up?
I don't know if I want to give a number after that.
I'm going to give it a... It's got to be over 90 for me.
Yeah. This is going to be one of our higher ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say within the category of ginger ales, probably the best I've had.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, definitely over 90. I'll say 95.
Oh, man, that was...
I don't know. I mean, it's a good...
It's a smooth burp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a smooth burp.
It's just like I...
It's got a real clean kind of...
Almost minty, but not that cool. Like...
It almost felt like I just burped a Granny Smith apple.
Yeah.
No, I like Granny Smith apples. That was pretty sweet.
And it wasn't nearly as painful as if you had actually done that.
Yeah.
Angels all pee in your mouth, you burp out an entire apple, and it's like, you all right, man? Yeah, don't stop. This is worse. Don't let that affect your score.
I fucking
it's
idiot.
Idiot.
That's what I'll stick with. I know. I'm
what
like
was Dave's number?
95.
Okay. So yeah, that's pretty up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's gotta be.
It's gonna be in the '90s.
Yeah, that's gotta be top five at least, if not top three.
Yeah.
I know it's not number 10. It's number 1 was like 96 or 97.
Yeah, it's not gonna get that high. Since none of the scores are that high.
I don't understand numbers, though. So.
What was it? 98, 95,
95, 99,
and
88.
99
and
88, yeah. Let's talk at once.
Oh, that one was good.
.6 repeating.
I'm good with that.